Also with that, Bud Light is hooking you up with a wristband for free food and drinks to tailgate coming up on that game as well. That's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. All you got to do, come on in, sign your name, put it in our raffle box, and you give yourself a chance to win. I do want to get to your sweet spot because I do want to see where you are after a couple of weeks in college football, and we got to figure out what Tyler's going to wear because somebody didn't text in and said Tyler's wearing a Kellen Mond jersey to the game. On
cold day in hell, my friend.
Cold day in hell. He hated Kellen when he played for the Aggies.
I mean, in all seriousness, so why am I going to be wearing a Kellen Mond jersey to a Texans at Minnesota football game? Come on.
Well, yeah, there is a Minnesota Vikings Kellen Mond jersey, so I don't know.
He ain't there no more.
You might pick that up. You might wear that. I do want to get to that, but I don't know why this cracks me up. I just had the question. The one word One word or three words like Tyler, but one word that would describe the play of Derek Stingley the first 2 weeks. I said disappointing just because of the expectation. I mean, he ain't been terrible. He's been fine, like Clint said. Somebody to text in. I don't know why this just cracks me. Somebody just text in, F you, Ron, except they didn't say F you. Just F you, Ron. That's just where they are.
My boy Ron.
I don't know why that tickled my ass, but I just F you. Just sit around and heard that thing. He typed it and said, you know what? Damn it, man. Get this in there. F you, Ron. And I'm going to press in on that ass is what I will do. I did tell him, man, I'll pass. Not really what I'm going for today. That was funny as hell. All right.
That may piss your wife off a bit.
Nah, she's fine. I trust. She's listening to it. She'll text. She's fine. All right, Clint. I was looking up these odds as we're, what are we, 3-4 weeks into the college football season, and they have Travis Hunter as the clear Heisman Trophy favorite as the best player in college football. Cam Ward behind him. Jackson Dart, one of your favorite players of all time. Jalen Milroe of Alabama. Quinn Ewers of Texas as well in the mix. Do you get the sense Travis Hunter? Do you feel Travis Hunter is clearly the best player in college football and the favorite for the Heisman right now?
Absolutely, really? Without a doubt. I mean, he against Colorado State, he played 123 of 138 snaps.
That's got to slow this down.
He is averaging playing 129 snaps a game, and he clearly is one of, if not the best receiver on the field, and he clearly is one of, if not the best defensive back on the field every time he touches the field. And the crazy thing about Travis Hunter is it seems like this year, it's almost like he's establishing himself as a top wide receiver in the country, an NFL caliber, first round, top 20, top 15 type of wide receiver as well.
Yeah, everybody, we always thought the corner was.
Well, you think Deion, he came in as a corner. You think the corner, and he's just going to play offense because it's what Deion did, and he's going to help the team win. No, I mean, he's literally their best wide receiver. It ain't no just help them win. He's the best wide receiver they got over there. So I think this is a guy that's got a legit decision to make in terms of what side of the ball is he going to play. I don't know that either one of them matter when it comes to when he's going to get drafted. And I think you'd have a hard time selling me that somebody is a better player in college football than a guy that's playing 129 snaps a game. I don't think there's much of a debate there, Ron.
My debate, and it is not right now, but we'll see. Is my thought is, how many games does Colorado have to win for him to have a realistic shot to win it?
Not as many as most, but I get what
you're
saying.
You know what I mean? Like,
are you saying you don't think they can win that many, or can
that's
they?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if they win six games, is that enough for him to win the Heisman?
Ooh.
Because you know what I mean? You've been there. I don't know. Like, the last person to win this award that does what he does is Charles Woodson, right? And he's the only, I believe, the only defensive player to win the Heisman. And it primarily defensive player, but hell, Clint, you could argue that Travis is as much of he plays as much on the offense as he does the defense side of the ball right now. But like, to me, if they are if they aren't bowl eligible, I don't see how he wins. He wins the Heisman.
Yeah, I mean, not getting to six would make it would make it real tough. Like, I don't think he has to win as many as Charles Woodson simply because he's a much better player than Charles was on the offensive side of the football.
And there's not Peyton Manning out there.
Yeah, I mean it's. I think they've got it. You're right. They got to be. If you don't get bowl eligible, you can't win it. I mean, I don't give a damn who you are. No matter how many positions you play, if you can't get to bowl eligible, you just ain't good enough.
Now, is that right though? Because the Heisman Trophy is supposed to be about the best player in college football and not necessarily the most valuable player, right? Is that what is that? That's what it's supposed to be. The Heisman Trophy is the best player and not necessarily the. But we have to add that in, right?
I can't remember the last time that a player from a team that wasn't bowl eligible was even considered.
Yeah.
Much less had a chance to win it.
Like even Tyler knows Johnny had to beat Alabama, and, you know, they got to a Cotton Bowl that year. They had to do something. Like, to me, I feel like seven, they have to at least win seven, Clint, and, you know, it has to be a year where there's not a dominant guy, right? Like, if Cam Ward continues to put up numbers like this and Miami is, like, undefeated, that's a hard one for him not to be able to get through. So, I don't know. That's, to me, the biggest hurdle for Travis is how many games will his team win?
Yeah.
Because I don't think he can do it. I don't think he can get it done with five or six or seven. To me, you got
to – To win it, yeah, I agree. To get there, I think if he gets six to seven, he's there.
He's in New York.
No matter what the record is?
I think so. I think he's at least in New York. I think they'll want to – yeah, I think he's in New York. All right, Tyler, you're going to Minneapolis. I think you'll have a really good time there. I know you got some
–
get
excited.
You a Juicy Lucy, man. Get your Juicy Lucy when you get there, and just beware – of that bite. Don't kill yourself like I did when I bit into it and I couldn't eat for the next four or five days.
I will never forget after that story you told.
Yeah, don't do that. But you said he told us he bought some new gear. He told us he bought a jersey or a couple. What you rocking? What are you rocking? Because 2 years ago you went to Denver and you decided for some odd reason to purchase that Davis Mills jersey and wear that.
Yes.
And then I believe you went with the D'Amico Ryan's Coach 59 T-shirt last year.
You are correct.
When you took that L in Carolina, what are you wearing? What are you wearing coming up? By the way, this would be three consecutive losses if the Texans lost to the Vikings with you going on the road. What jersey are you wearing coming up Sunday?
Yeah, I need a road win in a bad way for this little tradition to continue going to one away game for the Texans year. But the jersey I got for this trip to Minnesota, boys, it is clean. I'm going to be rocking the brand new Battle Red Texans jersey with, of course, CJ7 right there on the back.
CJ Stroud.
I knew it was good. I didn't think he would get spicy. I didn't think he would get spicy.
What do you mean he'd get spicy?
I thought he might go in like a Stingley direction.
Oh, I got
you. I thought he might go into a Tank Dell or maybe a Steph Diggs. I would, if you'd have told me to guess, I would have said, because I know he wouldn't purchase this, I think he would have gone Diggs. That's what I would have guessed. But he goes Stroud. Okay, the Battle Red Stroud.
It's clean.
Okay, yeah, you'll stick out with all that purple.
Now let's get this dub.
that red's pretty clean, man.
Oh, it definitely is. That, I'm telling you, man, that mannequin they had of Andre in that all red, that was most definitely.
I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I have a hard time finding one I don't like. I'm a pretty simple fella. That white with Houston across the chest is hard to miss. It's hard to go wrong with that one. But
I'm much rather the all white. That all white that they put together Sunday.